Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it needs to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Joe Lucia, your host, always happy to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Welcome. I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, somebody sent me a line from BLM and what their true mission is. I know I'm jumping in here, but they say so. They're about that. They're one of their goals is to disband, break up, blow up the nuclear family. When you think that almost 70% of black households don't have dad at home, and that's not a slight on the fathers. That's not where I'm going with this story. When you think about that number, why in God's creation would you want to blow it up some more? Why? With the numbers that even Obama gave out, my God, your Lord and Savior, President Obama, when he talked about how bad it is when a male is not in the home, when a girl or a boy at home grow up without a dad around, he gave the numbers out, not me. And yet you still blow that off, like it's no big deal. Just amazing. 855-ROLL-JOE, 855-732-5563. DeSantis says that if you get the vaccine but still can't act, I mean, we've heard this a million times. Right? Like you're immune. I mean, if you're supposed to be immune now, if you're supposed to be able to go back to doing things, right? What's the point of getting the vaccine if you can't? If it doesn't work. The vaccines are here and the end of COVID-19 pandemic is in sight. Unless you ask an epidemiologist. Right? Or one of the elite ones anyway. Many of them have become drunk on power. This is like their gig, their thing. The director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Well, he's right there with them. Beating the same drum. On Sunday, he told MSNBC's Mady Hansen, no eating and drinking indoors is still not okay for the simple reason that the level of infection, the dynamics of infection in the community is still really disturbingly high. Well, except in Florida and a few other places, which should have been out of control, but it wasn't, it's not. The one that did the heavy lockdown, they're in a lot of trouble still. California being one of them. Fauci says it's still not okay for vaccinated Americans to eat and drink indoors. It's just amazing. So DeSantis steps up, and actually, frankly, ever since he became governor, or the first governor to lift all the statewide COVID restrictions, he has been in the sights of the epidemiological elites. I want to say gun sight, but we just had a shooting, so. But they're wrong. They're still wrong. They predicted and predicted and predicted that when DeSantis had opened everything up, he was opening it up for their state's one-way doom, one-way ticket to doom, no way out. The how it's worked in New York's followed Fauci. California has followed Fauci. How's that working out for us? Florida ranked among the top 20 lowest unemployment rates in the country. And it fell roughly in the middle of the spectrum of the terms of COVID-19. So he's opened the state back up. People are going back to work. People are going back out to eat. People are doing all kinds of things that are generating revenue. And Florida's outperformed many of the states with much harsher restrictions. Nobody in the federal government seems to care, want to look at, or comment about it. Because it goes against their narrative. You already know that. Now, DeSantis called out the federal government's guidelines because the vaccinations that they've laid out for individuals are insane. If you get the vaccines are effective. You're immune, and so you can act immune, right? If you tell people the opposite, it's not effective for them. It's not going to change anything. And then what's the point of going through with it? I said that to somebody today who just got their shot. I said, look, you still have to wear your mask. You still have to stay away from people. You can't gather in big groups. And there's no guarantee it's going to stop you from getting the flu. So what's the point? It's just amazing. Because they got you to cower for 2 weeks, for all intents and purposes. And now people are pushing back and they're getting nervous. The bottom line is that DeSantis is asking all of the right questions. Americans have been subjected to, endless orders and guidelines from public health officials. While they're still getting paid, they're still going to work. And they still can't tell us when it'll end. Because every time we talk about flatlining or actually going down, now we start hearing about other strains, different strains of it. And you can't call it the Chinese virus. However, you can call it the South African virus or strain. Right? The Great Britain strain. I mean, you can call it the strain. The offshoot of it, you can call it after the area came out of it. Not the actual virus itself. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, sign up for the email. That's simple. Just go to the website, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. There's a place there you can put your email address in, or if you simply want text alerts, just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Always a pleasure. All right. I think Fauci's making up for little man syndrome. You know what I'm saying? Just a thought on my end. We're talking about how DeSantis is saying, step forward and say what everybody else says. Look, if I got to get these shots, if I have to get these vaccines, if, then why can't I go without a mask? Why can't it be together with other people? Who is the shot for? Do you know what I'm saying? And when you look at what the health officials are putting together based on what Fauci is telling them, people are not supposed to go back to their normal lives after being fully vaccinated. Why even get it to begin with? Right? It's for Americans to get back to our lives, whether or not the public health officials are willing to get back the power. Vaccinations are our best tool for doing so. Now, this is not me. DeSantis did make that comment. But ultimately, bottom line with it is, if you don't get it, that's up to you. If you get it, that's up to you. But if the government's not going to tell us for real what it takes, if the government's not going to tell us for real why we need to get the shots, because they're not doing what they said they were going to do at all. So why should we take it? I joked with a Democrat today and said, hey, listen, since you're all into this, if Fauci was your stockbroker, when would you have fired him? That was easy. Right after the first prediction went bad. And so should it be. If these guys can't get it right, get them gone. You remember when Trump said that all that was coming over the border? Well, actually, that's not true. I have to fix that. He didn't say the only coming over the border were, thieves and all that. He said they're not sending us our best. Yes, people are coming here for a good life. But that doesn't mean everybody coming over the border is here for all the right reasons. The Texas Border Patrol, and God bless them, some of these are, Texas is paying for it. Texas has got them along the border. They apprehended 3 convicted child sex offenders in 2 lousy days. But remember, that's not what's coming over. We don't need to check them. Everything's cool. The Border Patrol agents discovered firsthand that not all migrants are innocent. No, really? A Thursday news release showed that, and it was from Customs Border Protection, that Border Patrol agents in 3 southern Texas cities arrested 3 different convicted sexual predators in just 2 days. The first was arrested Tuesday in Brownsville. He was traveling with a group of 8 other people. Now, that sex predator was a Honduran national. Yes, I'll slow it down. Honduran national. He was found possessing to have a conviction for criminal sex conduct with a victim, you ready for this? Under 13 years old. Yeah, under 13. What do you think of that? The second was arrested on Wednesday near Hidalgo, Texas, inside of a group of 15 illegal immigrants. When the border agent stopped him and started questioning him, that's when he found out what was going on. Now, during processing, it was discovered that Juan Carlo Godoy Velasquez, another Honduran national, had previously been charged with aggravated sexual battery of a victim that was less than 13 years old in Virginia. How'd they get back in? Were they released back to custody? Were they released into the wild of the United States? I mean, which one? Why aren't they in jail? Actual jail. Now, thankfully, Godoy Velasquez was sentenced to 5 years confinement. If not for the intervention of the Border Patrol, 2 minors in the group may have been harmed. Same day, Border Patrol agents apprehended a group of 15 aliens, illegals, including another minor near Rome, Texas. This one was a Salvadorian national with prior charges for aggravated child molestation. But hey, they're sending us our best and brightest, aren't they? They're not sending us any criminals. There's no reason to check these people. Let them in. What's the problem? And then let's take them and shove them like sardines in a facility that's supposed to hold 350 that's got about 3,000 in it. Got to see that. Right? Again, thanks to the Border Patrol, that predator was also convicted and sentenced to 5-year confinement. This is the second one this week. And they're just, most of them that they're arresting are sex predators. Not even drugs. Sex. This is not the, and when they arrest these people, when they're frisking these other people down and do what they need to do, it takes them off the regular border. It takes them away from really what's happening. Biden, though, seems, in his negligence, this is going to certainly lead to more criminals entering the country. His administration appears determined just to put enough regulations in place to hamstring authorities so they can't keep us safe. I say us. I'm hundreds and hundreds of miles, right? Probably thousands of miles away from the border. I don't know. I know to get down there from where I'm at, it takes almost 3.5 hours. Biden's January 20th executive order revoking emergency status at the border started the ball rolling, started this whole mass influx coming. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced that they're coming up with an interim operating guide. And look what's happening. How well was that thought out? Nothing they've done so far has been thought out, really. Right? Now, ISIS said that the only thing they can do right now, really, truly, they can do their best to keep us safe from extreme threats from the border. That's just crazy. I mean, if that's all they're going to be able to do, what about the little ones? What about the MS-13? Now, they're just kids trying for a better life. Jump into your host, this is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Indianapolis, authorities have identified the suspect in the mass shooting at a FedEx facility. Police say he shot and killed 8 people, then turned the gun on himself. Indianapolis Metro Police Officer Janae Cook.
Preliminary information at this time is that the alleged shooter
has taken his own life here at the scene. After a preliminary search of the grounds, inside and out, we have located 8 people at the scene with injuries consistent to gunshot wounds. Those 8 were pronounced deceased here at the scene.
A member of the Oath Keepers far-right militia group has been the first person to plead guilty to federal charges in the January 6th attack at the Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. This is the Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something. Some of you are. You know that. But for those of you who just sit around thinking, okay, what am I going to do now? There's plenty you can get involved with. Local school board, water board, city council. Let me do this every night. And run through the list. Look around. Get involved with your local party. Don't want to do that? Get involved with some of the other operations in town, other programs. Let people know what you stand for. Why you do what you do. Listen, I was telling you earlier, Mike Lindell, very conservative supporter, conservative himself and supporter. Now I know you're going to be hearing about him announcing a new platform and all of that, and whether you go there or not, obviously, totally up to you. But he's also supporting smaller shows like mine. And the way he's doing that is if you're really truly interested in, I don't know, whatever, whether you're interested too much stuff is popping up in front of me. Whether you're interested in the pillow, blanket, I didn't even know he had all this stuff. Pillow, blankets, towels, bed sheets. You heard Kimberly on Monday say she was all into the bed sheets. She thought they were great. I'm into his slippers. I got slippers. I thought they were great. And but if you want us to get some brownie points for it, which would be nice, when you check out the MyPillow.com site, MyPillow.com, what you want to do is you want to make sure that you use the promo code Joe. When you use the promo code Joe, it'll give you a discount and give me some brownie points. But, some of you have told me you do not like doing it online like that. You're not an online person. That's great. That's fine. It's up to you. See, we believe in freedom and liberty on the show. You can do it any way you want to. The easiest thing to do is call 800-872-0353. 800-872-0353. And that way then you can order from the line if you want to. Find it online. Find what you're looking for, pull it up, then call and order it at the 800 number. Right? And like I said, our hearts and prayers go out to those at the FedEx facility today where there were killings. We still don't know why, so I'm not going to take a stand. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to tell you what or why we should do. No. Biden supporters along the southern border turn on POTUS after he breaks major promises. Gee, shock, surprise, outraged. Nut. You knew he was going to do this. There was no way he hasn't told the truth in the 40-some-odd years he's been in the government. Federal government is continuing to seize private land along the nation's southern border, breaking a major promise by Joe Biden. A family in the Hill, Donegal County, Texas, has lost a court battle that originated in the Trump administration, which intended to use the land for border wall construction. Now that Joe Biden has halted that, Joey B., right, the intended purpose of seizing the land is now gone. In spite of that, the U.S. District Judge confirmed Tuesday that the Cavazos family land would be immediately seized by eminent domain. Why? What's the reason for it? The family was hopeful that the new administration would do things differently, particularly because Biden strongly opposed the border wall. We thought President Joe Biden would protect us, Cavazos said. We've lost the land. We don't even know what comes next. Look, how did you expect him to protect you without a wall or without something? That's just dumb. I mean, how many brain cells are you working with? I mean, seriously, I'm not trying to be necessarily nasty or mean, but my God. Without putting a wall up and put the border patrol there for you or allowing you to put something up, how did you expect them to protect you? I don't get it. In his, when Joey B. was running for office, he said he wouldn't use eminent domain for the wall. Anywhere. He said it was all over. He was done. He was going to stop it. He wasn't going to do it anymore. We're driving lawsuits. We're out. We're done. We're not going to confiscate people's land. Not true. Joey B. did it. And he didn't lose any sleep over it either. But the lies just continue, and they deny it. Right? You have it right here. You have it right in front of you. You've got a video from Yahoo News in 2020 where you openly say this. Ronaldo said, I'm very disappointed with Joe Biden. I thought he was a man of his word, but apparently he's not keeping his word. He said, now one more foot of wall and no land forfeitures. We took him at his word. We want him to keep his word. Well, then you're a fool. No, really, just Ronaldo, I know you don't listen to my show, but if somebody is, you can send him the link. You're a fool. Did you do your homework? Did you see what Joey B's done in the past? Did you see what a liar he was and how he can't get anything right? I don't say that as a political line just to beat on him. That's not it. How many times did he say he was going to do something in the past and he's done it? Really? Biden's immigration policies, they lack consistency. Look at the crisis they've created at the border where apprehensions are hitting record highs. We haven't seen anything like it. No COVID checks. Right? Well, no pre-COVID checks, I'll put it that way. So if he's going to take land by eminent domain, again, he's gone against everything he told people he was going to do. If the administration made the decision to continue with this wall, and they have to, I guess, to a degree, for the greater good, you know, that argument could be made. It could be justified. But I don't understand those truly, seriously. I don't understand how the people, the Cavazos family, they've seen what's happened in the past. When the border wasn't protected, their property was damaged. They were damaged. What made them think anything was going to change? Really? And there's already, you know, that's the funny thing about it. To show you that they would cut off their nose and spite their faces. They've taken taxpayer dollars already. A lot of that fence has been paid for. The installation's pretty much paid for. Money's been allocated. There is hundreds and hundreds of miles of that fencing just laying on the ground. Why? No, really, why? It should be put up. It's there. It's working. So hopefully he'll get off his butt and get it done. Can't guarantee it. Not sure he will. Well, let me rephrase that. Not sure he'd be. Okay. We all know it's either Obama, some other people from the deep state, if you would. Right? So, Joe Biden, I mean, again, the good Catholic boy. Joe Biden has decided to kill, lack of a better term, Trump's ban on using aborted baby body parts in taxpayer-funded research. Why would you do that? Why would you need them? Frankly, adult stem cells do just as good. Now, Joe Biden's administration has reversed former Donald Trump's ban on using aborted fetal tissue for taxpayer-funded research. The National Institute of Health made the announcement on Friday after Health Secretary Xavier Becerra, another piece of work, said that he opposed the Trump administration's rules restricting the use of aborted fetal tissue, just a step forward to making sure that abortions, they could justify abortions in some way, shape, manner, or form. We believe what we have to do, research, is to make sure that we are incorporating innovation and getting all of those types of treatments. You're not supposed to be selling baby tissue, aborted baby tissue, killed baby tissue. Really? Under Trump's watch, the Department of Health and Human Services conducted a 9-month review of government-funded research. In July 2019, HHS banned the NIH's internal research team from using fetal tissue. I mean, seriously. Science is science, right? Double T, your host, listen to Real Flag. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Oh, come on. We are back. Film Senior Host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know what I always tell you? Right? I got more stories up on my screen than I know what to do with. But I want to get back to the Biden story about using, this is just amazing, using aborted fetal tissue. Right? Baby body parts. Whatever. We're not supposed to be doing this. We're not, what, I mean, seriously, you're killing human beings and then using them to experiment on. This is really sick. They put out a press release that said the HHS decision to resume, I'm sorry, the pro-life group. The HHS decision to resume experimental using the body parts of aborted children defies both the ethics and the most promising of science. Now, from day one, they wanted to expand this. We've known it, we've heard it, we've seen it. I would like to know what it brings to the table. What does it actually do? And remember, they're not babies, right? I mean, recently they admitted to it, but before they wouldn't. They were just blobs of cells. That's all they were. Just amazing. There are other far superior and ethical alternatives. Adult stem cells. They're being used by scientists all across the world. But nothing stops you. Nothing. These are the same. Look at there's a related story, if you would. That kind of throws it in perspective for you. They don't care. There was a team of American and Chinese scientists working together. They just announced that human-monkey hybrids have somewhat been created. A team of U.S. and Chinese scientists produced a series of human-monkey hybrid embryos. It's raising some real critical bioethical questions, and they're right. Scientists took six-day-old, I guess it's Marquet monkey embryos. They injected 25 human cells into each of them. The cells use are extended stem cells, which can develop both embryonic and extra-embryonic tissue. Right? So they're doing this to see what happens, to see what they can do. Only one day after following the injections, human cells were found alive in 132 of the hybrid embryos. 10 days later, 103 of them were still alive and growing. By day three, there were 20 of them that were still alive. The ones that did survive, they had a very, very high percentage of human cells in their mix. What are they trying to come up with? What they're talking about doing is if they could do this. Now think about this. If they could do this, organ transplantation will take on a whole new meaning. They won't have to worry about it anymore. They won't have to wait for a human to die. They can use these. You really want a hybrid monkey-human kidney? Come on, think this through. What are they going to do? They're going to impregnate the egg? To produce a monkey-slash-human type of creature? And then who's going to kill it? What's going to happen when it shows some form of intelligence if it does? Right? Some scientists had a majorly concern. But creating, what if somebody pushes to create a baby out of a hybrid embryo? What if the human cells become part of the product creature's brain, raising new concerns on legislation and issues? Should it be regulated as human because it's a significant proportion of human cells? Look at what we're talking about here. We're talking about playing God. Remember earlier when I talked about the Franklin Graham piece? We think we can play God. At what point are you taking something and using it for organs when they actually start to think and behave logically? You know Peter's going to go nuts over this. A third concern that some scientists had, was the resulting animals producing human sperm and eggs. Nobody really wants the monkeys walking around with human eggs and human sperm inside them. This is from a Stanford University bioethicist. If a monkey with human sperm meets a monkey with human eggs, well, think about that. Let that run rampant in your head. In 2015, the National Institute of Health issued a ban on federal funding for research projects involving injecting human cells into animal ones. So what did they do? They went to China. China has no boundaries. They don't care. Right? And I don't know, again, they're right. What will make it human or not human? They're worried about what's going to happen to this monkey slash human. What if it becomes more human? Can we kill it and take its organs? No. However, no problem with killing babies in the womb. Or just outside the womb, for that matter. Does anybody else besides me? Well, I know my people do. Right? Anybody else see a problem with this? By the way, if you haven't caught on yet, this segment is like a wrap-up segment for the week. All the stories we either touched on, talked about, looked at. And a Virginia teacher now says the critical race theory has damaged community as frustrated parents demand changes. Good. Good. It's about time. An advanced placement government teacher in Loudoun County, Virginia, is speaking out about what she calls Marxist ideas that have prompted intense infighting in the county. We're told that we're living in a country that's suffering from systemic racism, and I think it's that the whole notion has done nothing but damage our communities. She's right. No question about it. You even have teachers, black and white, that love to get along with each other for decades, now we're having trouble. Our school, well, since they began pushing this equity, teachers Monica Gill spoke to the local news source. She added that teachers were told to disrupt and disseminate this systemic racism, I'm sorry, dismantle the systemic racism. She said, I can tell you one thing for sure, it's been disruptive because there are parents who disagree with this ideology. There are teachers who disagree with it. They're afraid to say anything. And that's what's really bad. Teachers should never be afraid to speak up. Her comments came amid a raging debate over the county's controversial equity and diversity training. On Tuesday, the frustration among Loudoun's parents once again burst forth during a contentious school board meeting. There were plenty of mic-dropping moments. I'd love to get that video. The vast majority of in-person guest speakers lambasted ideas associated with critical race, or the theory. Parents have repeatedly accused the administration of providing insufficient response. They usually do. They can't provide you with proof because there is none. Right? At one point in Tuesday's meeting, an educator accused the school board of being fascists in their pursuit of racialized curricula. You are racist now. You are the fascist. You are the oppressors, said Jeremy Wright, a teacher at the Douglas School. What? He later told the news source that there was a lot that motivated him not to make that speech. I feel like I'm kind of walking in a tightrope here when I go in there. Right? And they're not listening. Well, you know what? That's not true. I'm on a school board. We listen to everything. Well, I do. I can speak for me. I want to hear what you have to say. I may not agree with it. There may be information you don't know anything about. But I'm telling you, we are listening, or some of us are. The county's maintained that it doesn't utilize critical race theory. Well, see, that's a grayed out, but it's not always true. They may use bits and pieces of it. Teachers may use bits and pieces. Teachers are not bound to use what the school gives them. Yes, as a guidance, as a boundary, as a foundation, but they can grab bits and pieces from anywhere. It might be helpful to state what they're not. They're not an effort to indoctrinate students and staff into a particular philosophy or theory. This is what the superintendent is saying. What they are, and I love, I mean, this word drives me through the roof. What they are is an effort to provide a welcoming, inclusive, can't be inclusive of false information. Oh, really? All students, look at, can we stop saying we need to be inclusive to all students because it doesn't work? It's not real. You're going to have a student that's going to feel left out. You're going to have a student that can't eat the cake of the day. Some of these elementary schools stop allowing cake to come in on birthdays because some kids were allergic to cake or nuts or frosting. Well, bring some cupcakes or whatever you can bring for that person. Why does the whole class have to suffer? Sometimes you've got to be the one that's just not involved. So I'm the senior host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of the show. Have a safe rest of the day.